It is the first day of daylight saving time, and perhaps we are all a little more bleary-eyed this morning than we would otherwise be, having lost an hour of sleep last night. But I, for one, always welcome this loss of sleep in the spring, because it means that the evenings will be lighter, and more importantly, the days are getting longer. When I first moved to the Midwest from Texas, where I grew up, the cold wasn't the hardest part of winter for me. It was the darkness. In midwinter, when I often crawl out of bed when it's still dark outside, and then drive home from work in the darkness again, I miss the more constant light in the South. For many of us, darkness can be difficult. It can be depressing. It can be scary. It can be dangerous, or at least it was in the time before we could artificially illuminate everything. Last year, I read a book by Barbara Brown Taylor, one of America's best-known preachers. In it, she reflected on darkness and invited her readers into the spiritual practice of learning to walk in the dark. Taylor points out that while we readily see God in the brightness of day, that the dark holds its own kind of holiness. In the darkness of night, we can see the stars and contemplate the cosmos. In the darkness of a womb, a new child grows. Deep under the soil, in the darkness, a seed begins to bring forth new life. Through the darkness of the tomb, God is victorious over death. Taylor cautions us against what she calls solar spirituality, a spirituality which artificially illumines the dark parts of our lives with the brightness of certainty or happiness. And she invites us instead into a lunar spirituality, where we dwell in what we often see as darkness, dwell in the uncertain, in the difficult, in the questions. Our gospel this morning begins with this phrase. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night. Much speculation has been made about why Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. Perhaps he didn't want his peers, the other Jewish leaders, to know that he was going to see this man. Maybe he wanted to find Jesus in a quiet time, alone, for a private conversation. Maybe the reasoning that propelled Nicodemus out into the dead of night was practical. But I suspect there's more at play here. In John's gospel, the details are often chosen with great care. There's always more going on than initially meets the eye. John doesn't just tell a story about Jesus. John is always building a theology about Jesus. John's gospel only uses the word night 7 times, and 3 of them are directly connected to Nicodemus. Nicodemus is always the one who comes to Jesus in the night. So who is this figure cloaked in darkness? In today's gospel, we meet Nicodemus as a questioning figure. In spite of his training as a Pharisee, a religious scholar, he still has questions, and something about Jesus sparks his curiosity. But he begins his conversation with Jesus with words of certainty. Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. But as the conversation unfolds, it takes a turn that leads Nicodemus not into greater clarity, but into deeper questions. Nicodemus struggles with the concept of being born from above. He wonders why one would want to be born again, giving up the wisdom of having grown old. He wonders how one could even enter into the womb a second time. And when Jesus says that he must be born of the Spirit, Nicodemus simply asks, how can these things be? And as Jesus goes on to explain about light and darkness and the Son of Man descending and being lifted up, it's notable that we don't really know what happens to Nicodemus. He simply fades away from the story, and we don't hear about him again until much later in John's gospel. Instead of going away enlightened, Nicodemus seems to be stumbling in the dark, plagued with his questions. Yet those very questions seem to open him to the kind of newness and rebirth that Jesus promises. In the other references to darkness in John, the ones that don't pertain to Nicodemus, the darkness always describes a kind of spiritual darkness. Night is often like the wilderness, a place where we wander, a place where we fear, despair, and are uncertain. It's the kind of darkness that we sometimes hear described as a dark night of the soul. I'm reminded of a story about Martin Luther, that in the parts of his life where he was most alone, most despised, when he was a fugitive, confined to the castle of a sympathetic prince or elector, Luther would be known to pace his room saying these words over and over again. I am baptized. I am baptized. Luther would scrawl these words on his desk in chalk, wipe them off, and scrawl them again and again. For Luther, being baptized wasn't about a personal decision to come to faith. It wasn't a reawakening that one experienced, but rather baptism was about a God who claims us. These words of Luther's are words of consolation, because for Luther, baptism is about God's work and not our own, about God's work of forgiving our sins, redeeming us from death, and calling us to new life. In the Large Catechism, Luther described the physical action of baptism in this way. When we are plunged into the water and drawn out again, it is nothing less than putting to death the old Adam, and after that, the resurrection of the new man, both of which must take place in us all our lives, so that a truly Christian life is nothing more than a daily baptism, once begun and ever to be continued. The new life that we receive in baptism, the holy rebirth given to us in water and the Spirit, is a life that links us intimately and indelibly to Christ, the one who, as John's Gospel tells us, descends from the Father and ascends to heaven again. But this baptism does not take away the reality that in our lives of faith, we, like Nicodemus, experience moments of longing, of questioning, of confusion. In this Lenten season, the time of the lengthening of days, we are invited, as Nicodemus was, to lean into the wilderness and to embrace the night. We are invited, as Luther was, to claim once again that we are baptized. Perhaps God is also calling us to walk in the dark, where we can admit our doubts and fears, our shortcomings and questions, and simply be open to God making us new again. After all, what are we so afraid of? The gospel, the good news of Christ, reminds us of the depth of God's love, the lengths to which God has already gone to impart God's mercy to us. The God who neither slumbers nor sleeps is the one who came to us in the darkness of our world, the one who encounters us in the night, the one who promises to make us children of God, born from above in holy baptism. Thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. Amen.